Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Hunter Brody in for John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Jonah Camera, Rhea Hughes, Dan Wilson hanging out. Brody just told us that he is not a movies man, as he would put it.
No, too long.
Too long.
Too long.
This nonsensical thing coming out of his mouth. Are you a music man? Like, or is it just hip hop? Do you know that this is Creedence Clearwater Revival?
No. I'm very aware of how important this song is to
music,
eardrums.
To eardrums.
Yeah, but
to the eardrums out there.
You tell me song title and band, I go, huh?
Bad Moon Rising, Creedence Clearwater Revival, it doesn't do it for you.
No.
Oh, man.
I like the disdain in his mouth.
I know, yeah.
I thought I was just saying no normally. No. We're having a minute, by the way, to selfishly promote myself.
Yeah, because
we'll never know where this takes me. We're having a men's league off, apparently. My DMs are
flooded. Sounded dirty. I don't know why.
A men's league off?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. I don't know. There's men's leagues out there battling for Brodes to get on the blue line.
Okay.
I'm just saying the DMs are flooded. Hey, Brodes, come to 840 in Aston. Hey, Brodes, 840 Pensauken. Hey, Brodes, we need you here to show the shutdown
demon. Of all the people in the world we need to clone,
So here's what I'm thinking.
Wow,
I mean,
multiple of me.
You got to start asking for what perks come with each.
Free beer. Free beer.
See, Rhea, it's great minds. You know, that's why Rhea and I get along. We get each other.
We can do that. We can do. Listen, how dare you? I'm there for the game.
How dare me?
I love the game. You're out here trying to get extra stuff. That's probably what Joe DeCamera gets you guys in that mindset.
Okay, so then you know what? Then
Fritz wouldn't do that.
Then be a man of your word. Why don't you figure out which of those has the highest level of hockey play and go play with the best players?
Well, that's fair.
Just do a little research.
Or I can have respect for the crew that invited me out the first time and go back to the Whalers.
Well, I think that if you did have respect for the Whalers, you wouldn't have told everyone in the Delaware Valley about all these leagues fighting for me.
I just thought I wanted to brag first. I don't get to brag about a lot.
You wouldn't have put that out there. You would have just gone and played with the Whale.
That's fair, and I don't have a rebuttal.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm going to use that sometime fighting with someone and I'm just like, I don't have a rebuttal.
Yeah, what do you got there?
Well, fine, you win. Yeah. What do you want?
Scott Boris representing him in there, taking all these offers.
Yeah, it's like Fritz trying to come up with his own game. Oh, wait, did you not listen to DeCamera on the afternoon show? Fritz was getting himself in trouble. He was making it worse for himself.
This
where
is the
he had to turn the mic off and
let Spike
Fritz
do it for him.
Or Spike and Ike had to be the one to negotiate because he was a horrible arbitrator.
He's just a bad negotiator.
Yes.
He's agreeing to all these rules that clearly favor DeCamera.
Like
match playing golf.
Jack doesn't want to talk about it. Match playing golf was clearly a massive advantage for Joe.
And nine holes. Yeah. And now in baseball, he's like, well, you got to get on base. Also, here's one other thing that wasn't talked about. So if Joe gets on base four times, he wins. If he gets on base two or fewer times, Jack wins. Three is a push. I did not hear discussed the other day if three is a push, like what the overtime is or how that's settled.
Well, I think if three is a push, I don't think there is overtime.
They just tie the event?
They tie the event, yeah.
And then what if they tie in the end 2-2?
2-1, I don't know. I don't think that was ever kind of
feels
adjudicated.
Like something should be discussed.
Yeah, it feels.
I thought these rules were gone over.
Oh yeah, this dumb radio thing. It's buttoned up. Buttoned it up. Yes. I'm surprised with Joe. To your point, I do think Joe is, as I'm sure anyone listening to him talk about rules heard, he's a rulesman. He is very, 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 very particular and stickler.
I would think a rulesman would be on this.
You're right. I am surprised the rulesman was not all over it. We've been a little lackadaisical with some of this stuff. You know, you would think for such a high-level athletic competition, You know, there would be, you know.
One would think.
You know.
Actually, I'm going the other way around. I am pleasantly surprised with the amount of effort that has been put into this compared to the alternative around here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
It could be a lot worse.
Yeah, it could be.
Could be a lot worse.
We have PIAA umpires coming out on Wednesday. Don't tell me this isn't serious.
It's
true.
It's true.
We have a whole high school team playing defense.
That's true,
that's a big deal. I thought it was going to be me having to go shag center field and, you know, fly balls.
Oh, I would. They couldn't pay me enough to do it. To have to be involved for the potential to be like the person who made the error or didn't get to the how could you not get to that ball? You should, like, why put yourself in that position? It sounds horrible. You've got an actual psychopath competitive wise like competing. Like, Joe DiCamera will like berate a high school kid in a second.
Just
like,
wait until a 16-year-old makes a bad bad break on a ball, and it's not an error, but it works against one of them.
And guess what? That 16-year-old will be getting ripped on WIP for the next year by Joe DiCamera. Like,
not to paint a disgusting picture, but do you think after that 9-hole round, my man went into the bathtub and just really appreciated the greatness of Joe DiCamera?
Oh, yeah. So the video they put out of it or whatever, I guarantee you he's watched it at least 100 times.
In the bath?
Probably.
Candles and everything?
I mean, I don't know about the candles.
Bath bomb?
Candles is
definitely
like,
bath bomb.
See, that's the thing with Joe is like people think that's so much effort. You think Joe's going to light all those candles or whatever? Joe can barely like tie his shoes.
When
like,
was the last time you took a bath?
I don't own a bath. My house. I'm not kidding.
I do just for the daughter.
Baby.
And
yeah,
the baby.
My daughter takes showers. We had a little like we bought a little like bath thing we could put her in when she was younger.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't. I only have showers in my like. There's no bath in my house.
How is he taking a bath?
I know. He's a
so weird.
What 47-year-old man is like? I need my tubby.
Come on. He doesn't call it the tubby.
Well,
he probably does.
I mean, you know.
He goes tubby.
Wouldn't shock you, would it?
Oh, do you think he's got a name? Does he call it like Bubby the Tubby?
I hope so.
That would be weird.
Like it's one of your cars?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, my cars make sense. The tubby. Hubby the tubby.
Here's the thing. I'm going to say that he does moving forward. You know, so
we're just going to adopt that.
Joe calls his tub Bubby the Tubby.
Do you think he has a name for the cantaloupe?
Yeah. Oh, Wilson.
Wow.
Buzz from the top rope. Oh, wow. That's really good. I don't even know how to recover from that. I'm just going to talk to Lou Amalaro.
You have no retort, just like Broads.
That's right. What up, Lou?
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
Hey, good morning. Broads.
Yes.
Broads, I got to agree with you, man. I've named every car I've ever owned.
Wow.
See?
Look at this.
See?
Every
I did not expect this
owned.
To be what you were going
so
to say
I will
when I
say,
see that
I
pop
hadn't
up.
Thought about it when we were talking before, but and I don't know what this says, but so I did forget my car now has a name, but it's because Zoe named it. And it's something to do with cake, and I can't remember, but
so
my car has some sort
your
of
your precious
cake.
Daughter takes the time out of her day to
right.
name your car, and you go, oh.
You don't remember it?
I don't know.
No, it's like, No, something to do with cake. I know that. I should ask her. She's very serious.
My
the car does
is,
have a name. And it's
my current one is Homelander the Highlander after the boys character.
Look
Homelander.
At you.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Is your car a psychopathic murderer? Like Homelander.
Has yet to be seen.
Okay.
Sometimes
not
on 76 traffic. I'd want
sure
it to be.
Okay. Because Homelander, it's a risky character to, you know, go after.
He's the man. He's not always wrong. That's a discussion for another day.
Okay.
Broads, wanted to talk. Actually, thank you. You've answered my prayers talking some hockey. Brody, I agree that when they signed Vladder last week, I was so disappointed in them because you got just another guy.
Yep. Not even. I don't even think he's a guy.
Like, we've had the Cam Talbots, the Brian Elliott. We just keep getting guys. But the problem is, there's no one else out there, and if I'm Edmonton, I'm going after the best goalie available because that cost them the cup this year. Cost them the cup, their lousy goaltending, and I don't know who's even out there.
Yeah, no, listen, it's fair, you know? I mean, the thing that Thatcher Demko was available gives you a creative option. He's always kind of injured, but his ceiling is so high, maybe it would have been a risk, but a well-calculated one with Rick Tocchet being here, and that was his former team. But I'm with you. They just don't have an answer at goalie. I thought maybe the answer would have been what the Devils did and go out and get someone like that to hold the fort down, a Kirk Cousins-like veteran guy who can just be okay. But you can't get worse than Ersin. And they got worse than Ersin, and that's a problem.
Kirk Cousins, we're getting like a bunch of Kirk Camerons in goal. That's how bad we've been with goaltending.
I know.
And I know I've heard Al get asked the question a couple times. He gets dismissed Do you kick the tires on Carter Hart, or do you stay clear of that?
Al's mentioned it a couple of different times, so I don't know.
I've heard them both say it. Like, that, no one comes out and no one ever comes out and says no.
Right. And one thing Al said was, would Comcast want to? And that's a fair question.
It is.
Because Comcast is, you know, it's their bread
it's
and
their
butter,
team.
You know?
They own it. Yeah. No, it's going to be fascinating.
Story? Just lurid.
Tough. Ugly.
It really
is. It's not, it's, if he is innocent, and, you know, like, it's a very sticky situation. You know, if he's innocent, you want to see him get his opportunities back. But is there gray area in the, like, it's like a real...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that?
I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know.
It's just, to your point, Rhea, it's one of those things that it feels hard to come back from. Yeah. But again, if he's innocent, like, you know, so, Lou, it's a real...
Well, that's it parallels like the Trevor Bauer situation, but the problem is he was a scumbag before all that stuff happened.
Yeah, Bauer had a lot of other stuff going on.
No one's brought him into... For bullpen.
Well, he hasn't been good. That's the other thing. He's been bad in the Mexican League. But yeah. I have to. Joe's not here, so I have to do this because I know that if Joe were here, he would do this, Lou. So I got to put you on the skillet a little bit here, because Joe is an exactist with the words. You said that Broads answered your prayers with Flyers Talk. Do you really pray in for Flyers Talk on WIP?
Listen, there's many things I pray for, and many of my prayers have been answered. Good. I mean, Blink-182 reform.
I just want to make sure we were being literal with what the words.
I go to mass every week and pray every night, Flyers hockey.
I love it, Lou. You're the man. Lou, great response. Lou, you got an answer for us?
I do. How about aging celebrities? When you see some of these celebrities visually that you grew up either idolizing or adoring, and you see them now and go, oh my God, like, whoa. Like, it hit me this weekend with the Ozzy, when they showed the Ozzy.
Oh, sure, on stage, sitting and stuff.
It killed me to see that.
No, that's a great answer, Lou.
Courtney Cox is now old enough to be a Golden Girl.
That's what I said. I was just thinking, friends. You know what freaks me out every time is seeing Joey? Matt LeBlanc.
I know, with
like,
gray
when
hair.
I see Joey Tribbiani, I'm like, that's not Joey Tribbiani. I need Joey Tribbiani. That's not Joey Tribbiani. You know what I'm saying? It's like a man, bigger version, and gray hair. I need Joey.
Yeah.
You know? I need Joey.
See, we got some Friends love here.
I love Friends.
I think it's overrated.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm a big Friends fan.
Oh, yeah. I throw it on. I mean, every side. I say the joke before the joke, and then I laugh at the joke, and the whole thing. My wife yells at me. It's like, but I know what's coming, and it cracks me up every time.
I think he's funny, but I think everyone else is not.
So I feel, and you guys can be the judge, just saying, I'm a good mix between Joey and Chandler. You know what I mean? Like the perfect blend between the two. I got a little Joey in me. How you doing?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Except you say it to a car.
Yeah, I'm not trying to, you know, that's different. That's on one of those sicko shows. But you got the perfect mix between Joey and me, don't you think, though? Sarcasm, a little Joey Tribbiani.
Well, I mean, you're just coming off me saying the show's overrated, so do you really want me to say you're one of them? I mean,
I really think maybe it's more of a mix of Ross.
No, Ross is a loser. The stupid little dinosaurs.
Ross is one of the most annoying characters in the history of television. Oh my God.
I know. And I was just. Well, I know the late, great Johnny Gaudreau, his favorite character, and we always made fun of him for it, was Ross.
Yeah,
do you know anybody whose favorite character?
No.
Never. And he loved Fred. Every time you fall asleep to Friends, Friends on in the day, the whole thing. He would always talk about Ross. And then, you know, he'd make a joke and laugh way too hard at a Ross joke. And I'm going, dude, you don't have to try and justify Ross being your favorite.
I've
it's not
heard
that funny.
Anybody having Ross.
I know.
No, that is
Ross.
That, yeah.
Like, you can hit me with Rachel for plenty of reasons. Same with Monica, you know. But
Phoebe was funny.
Phoebe's funny. She's a little out there for me, but she's funny. But yeah, anyway, Ross, what are we doing?
Yeah. Friends, what are we doing?
Well, it's the greatest
poor man, Seinfeld. Yeah.
It's the greatest
it's such
thing
a better
ever.
Show.
Seinfeld has not aged well.
It's a way better show than Friends. I feel very confident about that.
Which I don't like awkward humor.
Well, there's your
problem. So you don't like The Office and things of that nature?
Yeah, see, I love all that.
Nope.
Okay.
I love all of it.
Yeah, I like The Office, too.
Give it to me. All right. With that in mind, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
What do I want to say? I will tell you what I want to say, Broads. Here's what I want to say.
Hit me.
I want to say the time's yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Wi-Fi's booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's see what time's yours.
I really hope that management is feeling this pressure or just has the freaking knowledge in their brain that it must be done. And it has to be good moves. You're going to have to give up some pieces to get players that we need that can help.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. You asked before whether I think it'll be more of an Estevez-Hayes type deadline or a big move in there, and I expect it to be more of the Estevez-Hayes, but I think it's more because of the market than it is because of Dave. I do think if there is a move there to be made where he gives up Justin Crawford and Mick Abel or whatever, something like that, like I think Dombrowski will do it this time. I do.
Joe, you better hope that Jack does not even perform a tenth of what Zach Wheeler just did last night. Or if he comes even close there, you won't even stand a chance in baseball.
Well,
I'm yours.
Yeah, I mean, a 10.
Seriously?
If Jack is 1/1,000,000th of what Zach Wheeler was last night, then guess what? Joe is screwed. Like literally, you know, like, yeah, strange, but yeah, we agree, I suppose.
What we have here is a real shortstop. Tearing the cover off the ball, playing gold glove style all of a sudden. Now the only problem is, do we have a first baseman, or is he going the way of Ryan Howard?
Oh, I don't like that.
Wow.
I don't
that's
like
not
that.
Very fun. Yeah.
Bad vibes.
Yeah. Was he going with what we have here is a failure to communicate? Was that what he was?
I think he was kind of going off.
Yeah.
That.
All right. Well, let's shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, we have to pick a winner here for what makes us feel old. Some of the best answers we got today. Gray hair on the nose, but true. It is good. Kids graduating was a good answer. I thought the Wawa born after this date for the buying cigarettes.
I like that. Was that Mike
great,
and Del Rey?
That was Mike and Del Rey.
That's a good one.
LeBron's son being in the NBA is a good one. I think that's a good one up there. Book of CDs. Yeah, it's okay. Birthdays after 2000, similar to the one before. Getting out of bed. Sure. A little simple, but I don't disagree. When your kid's running the company, adding kids to the car insurance is pretty good. The Back to the Future thing. I think the Wawa born on stands
it was
out,
so
right?
Creative.
It's the best answer. Yeah.
In the moment, the reaction to was strong. So.
I think so too. All right. Shout
and
out.
The fact that Dan Wilson stole the sign from the Wawa.
It's amazing.
Still have it.
It's so phenomenal. It really is a good job by you. Now, you know, illegal. So, but you know,
ripping it off at like 11 p.m.
Little,
at night,
you know, a little illegal, but you know, and I respect it, especially because Buzz does come off as a bit of a rule follower, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
So, I think that
well, I'm trying to enforce the rules here,
I'm saying I like that Buzz is not all that we thought he was when it comes to the rule.
I'm a real rebel, I stole the tobacco paper,
it's a bit of a James Dean streak in him. I never looked at him that way, rebel without a cause, Buzz Wilson. I love it. All right, Hunter.
Yes.
Thank you, man.
Well, thank you, guys.
We had a blast
the hospitality
today.
Around here is unbelievable.
Oh.
You guys are fantastic.
Are we more hospitable?
You said that in such a way that I don't know if it was true or not.
Are we more hospitable than the afternoon show?
The afternoon show is just A+.
That's watch it.
Just A+. A+, people.
Really?
A+.
Are you on the payroll with them?
Ringthebellbook.com.
I give you a whole chance here to, you know, to
it is a great segment.
Have a moment in the morning. And,
it was great. I had a blast. Thank you guys for having me. Maybe we can do it again sometime.
Yeah, maybe we could. I mean, we probably, before that last comment, it was more likely than the, you know, after that last comment.
Do? Shot myself in the foot.
Yeah, well, you could hear Broads on the afternoon show sometimes. When's your next shift? Do you want
to? I'm on tomorrow. This week I'm doing 6 to 10 P. So I got the evenings rocking.
Oh, I like that you go P instead of PM. You go 6 to 10 P.
Yeah, 6 to 10 P. Low evening.
A little 6 to 10 evening. P.
We'll puck it up. We'll do it all. Okay, you guys are ready.
I'm here ready. Let's go, Flyers.
That's all I was looking
Let's go, Flyers.
You guys looked at me like 10 heads.
No, I'm with you.
Please.
Puck it up.
I just wanted to puck it up with the people.
Every time you say puck it up, I'm worried it's something else.
I had to dump someone once, and I realized, wait a minute. He actually just said the thing I've been saying for the last year. Yeah. I know.
Oh, I'm a big when in doubt dump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, yeah. I'm not
trigger
sure. Yeah, I'm not sure that's what they said, but I'm going to dump it anyway.
You can get your puck it up t-shirts at breakingt.com/WIP, by the way.
Look at you. Yep. There it is. You are just a promoter over here, a promotion.
Well, you want to get to me, broadsmedia.com.
It's a beautiful thing.
You know what I'm
there
saying?
It is. All right. Check that out again. Thank you to Bros for fun. It was awesome. We had a blast with him. Thank you to Dan Wilson, always doing a great job. Thank you to Fran Rojas. Awesome job helping out with the morning show this morning. I think the whole crew will be back tomorrow. Maybe not, John. I'm not sure. I know Joe will be back tomorrow. Big day coming up Wednesday. Noon, Plymouth White March. Get down there because the more people, not as good for Jack if I had to bet, but get down there. It's going to be fun. Check it out. And thank you to Rhea Hughes as always. And thank you to everyone who called in. Literally could not do the show without you. Keep it here. Hugh and Joe, they're coming up next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that?
I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.